I like to refer to this first paragraph in the beginning of Sefer Shmir Shalashan, following the Akdama, starting with Shari Zechira in Perek Aleph, as the million-dollar question. The Pasuk says, Mi ha'isha chavetz chaim oiv yamin liras toiv nesor l'shon chomera. Everyone knows that Pasuk, and we say it every Shabbos. And everyone knows that the Chavetz Chaim is called the Chavetz Chaim because he named the Sefer after the Chavetz Chaim, which was based, of course, on this Pasuk in Tehillim. L'mais, it's a Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech. Was anyone ever thinking to themselves or wondering, why is it that when we talk about someone who wants life, it's about guarding themselves from Lashon Hara? That's the million-dollar question. We have so many mitzvahs. And all of them are relevant to, it's your choice. You either do it and you reap the benefits or not, and you have to pay the consequences. So what is it about Lashon Hara that is, if you're Chavetz B'chaim, then you just got to be Nesor Lashon Chomera? And the Chavetz B'chaim refers to eternal life in Olam Haba. And the Yamim, or like in contrast to life, is just days, refers to Olam Hazeh. So to get a great life in this world, and or great days in that way, in this world, and eternal life in the next world, we have to guard ourselves from speaking Lashon Hara. What is it about Lashon Hara?